Radical left-wing group urges Biden not to run in 2024 with six-figure ad campaign. By Wendell Hussebo on July 12, 2022. A radical left group on Tuesday has urged President Joe Biden not to run in 2024 with a six-figure #DontRunJoe ad campaign. With just 26% of Democrat voters supporting Biden's re-election campaign, Democrats are organizing to hinder the president's hopes of winning four more years. Roots Action, a far-left group that describes themselves as dedicated to galvanizing people who are committed to economic fairness, equal rights for all, civil liberties, environmental protection, will take out a six-figure ad buy to block Biden's 2024 nomination. Unfortunately, President Biden has been neither bold nor inspiring, Roots Action told Politico. And his prospects for winning re-election appear to be bleak. With so much at stake, making him the Democratic Party's standard-bearer in 2024 would be a tragic mistake. Roots Action states on its website that the group's immediate goal is to dump Biden because of Biden's string of failures. Under Biden's leadership, the nation is experiencing a baby formula shortage, 40-year high inflation, record-high gas prices, and a record amount of foreign nationals crossing the southern border. Our immediate goal within the Democratic Party is to dump Biden. Much as the anti-Vietnam War forces among Democrats set out to dump Johnson in 1967, which led anti-war candidates Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy to enter the race, Roots Action said on its Don't Run Joe website. Co-founder of Roots Action Jeff Cohen said Democrats are frustrated with Biden, who is dithering while far-left priorities are left unmet. If you're in touch with Democratic Party activists, the frustration is palpable, Cohen said. Biden appears to be dithering while progressive achievements just go out the window, from abortion rights to the Clean Air Act. Roots Action is not the only organization opposing Biden's 2024 nomination. The establishment media also opposed Biden's re-election. The New York Times has written six articles in the last month to damage Biden's re-election bid. New York Magazine's Ed Kilgore penned an article Monday entitled "Are Democrats Stuck with Joe Biden in 2024?" which slammed the president for not stepping aside. If things go as badly as expected for Democrats on November 8, many in the party will be quietly and not so quietly urging the 46th president to retire at the end of his term. But if he stubbornly refuses to pack it in, what then? Are Democrats stuck with Biden-Harris 24 anyway? Strange to say, but they might be. Polling shows Biden is in bad shape with Democrats. Only 26% of Democrat voters support Biden's re-election, while 64% of Democrat voters prefer a Biden substitute, according to The Times. CNN's Edward Isaac Deveri on Monday published some potential Democrat 2024 frontrunners to replace Biden. They include Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, Governor J.B. Pritzker, DEL, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Governor Jared Polis, DCO. Many of the Democratic leaders, operatives and donors who spoke to CNN about having these conversations insist it's precisely their fear of Trump beating Biden that is driving them to cast around for possible other options, the article stated. Polling supports the Democrats' fears. Multiple polls have shown Biden behind Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head contest. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.